You know, yesterday McCarthy Kyle was injured on the field, and he's got a knee and doesn't look good. So we'll have to let that swelling go down and see where that leads us. But it's just one of those things about football that happens that, you know, you have to deal with. He was a young man who was working hard and smart guy and had picked up the defense. And so just like I say, it doesn't look good for him. You know, Justin Houston, he had this stomach problem. He's a little bit better today. Whether they're going to let him practice tonight, this afternoon or not, I'm not sure. They wanted to see how he did in a walkthrough, see if he could make it through that. And so they will let me know whether he's going to practice this afternoon or not, and they haven't let me know that yet. The other thing about practice that I don't want to surprise you guys, but Brandon Albert will not be in pads this afternoon because he came a day late to training camp, and he has a three-day acclimation period, and that's not over until tomorrow. So he'll be in pads tomorrow, but not today. But otherwise, you know, camp is going along. Guys' attitudes are still good. You know, they're a little sore and trying to get acclimated to the schedule. But they're doing good. So, you know, we feel good about it. We'll see what happens this afternoon. But I think they're excited. The first day in pads, you know, there's always excitement about that. And I expect them to have a good effort out there this afternoon. And so we'll go from there. With that, I'll open it up for you.
Did you get excited the first day of camp?
Sure. You get to have some contact, you know. I mean, shorts are okay, but this is football, you know. So it's a contact game. So and you have to do that to get them ready, you know, for the regular season. Well, you know what, he's been a starter in this league, has made plays, and so he brings experience on the field. And in the classroom, he's a solid individual in the classroom. And so I think he brings some leadership to the position as well. And so I think he was a good addition.
Just to clarify, Brandon Albert would just be out there observing what he's doing.
Well, we're going to be doing something with him, but he'll be on the bike, and he'll be over with Mike Clark and those guys conditioning.
If you add a player at some point in camp, those guys, and they come in, they'll have to sit out 3 days?
Exactly. And that you mentioned that, like Jock Reeves is not here yet, you know, and so when he gets here, it's 3 days in shorts for him before we can put the pads on. No timetable. It's getting sooner. I expect it to occur maybe later this week. Well, you know, you don't get as many reps. The thing that he's been here in the off season, so as far as the terminology and the system, you know, he knows some of that. Plus, he does have some experience. And so I think that the experience and the knowledge in the system will help him and see if he can catch up when he gets here.
There's no system in the agreement the player can waive that individually if he wanted to, just say, no, I'm
going to
go right back.
No. Well, you know, the emphasis on player safety, that's part of it. And one of the things that in the CBA is that, you know, you have an acclimation period before you get the pads on. And so when a guy's not here, you don't know exactly what he's doing. So when he gets here, you give him 3 days and give him a chance to acclimate himself, and then you put the pads on and go. Well, I need to see that he can handle the offense and make the calls and the mic identifications, and I need to see that he can block big guys on his nose and be able to reach guys who are all set, and then be able to pass protect, you know, because he's right there in the middle of the pocket, and you have to do a good job of protecting the middle of the pocket.
What did you see in him that made you think that, you know, he could handle this?
Well, body-wise, he's got the body, and I think he's got the right frame of mind. You know, he's got one of those offensive lineman mentalities, and I believe, you know, so far, I think he's done a good job, and I think he'll continue to do a good job.
Romeo, what do you tell the guys on the defense specifically about tonight's practice? I'm sure they've been looking forward to getting out there and finally getting some contact.
That we're going to hit and we're going to run and we're going to hustle. That's what I tell them. Because that's what we're going to do, you know, along with playing our technique and doing what you're supposed to do and knowing the defense and all that. But, you know, defensive guys, they hit and they hustle if they're going to be any good.
You described the preview yesterday, the technician.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody on your defense have to be a technician, or is there that sliding scale between great athletic ability and, like, was Lawrence Taylor a technician?
At times. Yes, he was a technician at times. You know, I tell you, all these guys, they have to know, learn, and understand their technique of their position, all right, to give themselves the best chance, because they're going against pretty good guys also. So if you don't have any technique, your chances of being successful are not very good, all right? Now, with that being said, these guys have great ability, and sometimes they can make plays with their ability. So if they show me consistently that they can play the technique, that they know the defense, then I will give them a little leeway sometimes on doing something different to have a chance to make a play.
But you see a guy that's maybe not giving you as much technique as you want. He's getting beat on one-on-one battles, or there's flags because he's grabbing when he shouldn't be grabbing. You know, those all telltale signs?
Sure, you know. Because they go against good guys too, you know, and you have to be a great technician. And, you know, you brought up Lawrence Taylor. Well, Brad Benson was our left offensive tackle who had to go against Lawrence Taylor every day in practice, you know, and he knew and understood that in pass protection, he had to get out of his stance. Part of his technique was getting out of his stance with a good balance and a good set. So he would work on it every day before practice, you know, and that technique can go a long way for you.
Come on, a couple of defensive linemen yesterday, they were talking about you almost have to forget what you learned. You can't just see ball, chase ball, and you've got to step back and kind of, it takes time.
No, they don't have to step back. We don't teach them to step back. They just have to, I know, they have to be more patient, you know, than they are in some other schemes. But if they will play the technique and have patience, then the defense will operate very effectively.
Are you aware, you're probably not aware, I'm sure you've heard of it, I mean, Kansas City fans are like so snake bit, they're so afraid to believe in an interior defensive lineman. Because as fans, they've been burned, you know, they get their heart broken by Junior CB, you know, the first big team that was franchise made in the top of the second round. Ryan Sands was going to be a guy that was going to rip up the league and create havoc. And, you know, we've seen good defensive interior line play, but it's been so long. Can you understand how the fans might be a little gunshot?
Well, the thing that they have to understand is that in this system, when everybody works together and does their job, then the defense can be good. And if the defense is good, I think that they'll be happy.
I was going to ask you about three newcomers. You covered Boss a little bit. Talk a little bit about Hillis and Ralph. I mean, here's Hillis, who enjoyed. I asked about Hugo the other day. Why is he seems a bit broken? But Hillis has had success at two different places. Can you talk about the thought with Hillis and also Ralph?
Well, Hillis is a good player. He's been productive in this league, catching the ball, running the ball, and as a blocker at times, you know. So that's a good talent. Why wouldn't we be interested in a good talent like that? And he was available. So we added him to the team, and I think that he's going to do a good job for us. You know, plus also he has some familiarity with the system because Daboll was in Cleveland, you know, while he was there. And so Daboll knows his abilities and knows what he can do as well. So I think it's a good situation for us there. And then Stanford is another guy who's played in this league and been successful, and has good ability. And, you know, he kind of plays man-to-man technique and knows some of that. So I think that was a good addition as well.
Familiarity in the division with both those guys, too? Is that
Well, yeah, of course, because, you know, in Stanford, he's gone against all the receivers that he's going to go against, and so he already has a plan, and he kind of knows what works for him. And so then also Peyton, you know, he's seen some of the guys, and so I think that would be helpful for him as well.
Romeo,
Roman, you communicated with you signed Ralph that, you know, all the penalties last year, you guys thought maybe you could coach him out of some of that. How's that process going?
Well, we're going to find out, you know, because when you don't have contact and the rules have been in the off season, you're off coverage, and he's more of a press cover guy. Not that he cannot play off, all right. And many of his penalties came when he was in the press position. So we're going to have to get these pads on so that we can get up and press and see how he does, you know. And I think we'll begin to find that out today.
So as far as evaluating him goes, I mean, these padded practices are maybe more important for him than maybe, say, a Brandon Flowers?
No, I think it's important for all of them, but the fact that he has not been here before, now we have the opportunity to look at him and see and know exactly what he can do. I know that he has a nose for the ball and can make some plays on the ball because he's done that a couple times, you know, in the 2 days that we've been here. So I think that will continue in pads as well.
Thank you.